Welcome to Diary of a Supermom, brought to you by MILF Gang Gang, the acronym created by Moms for Moms. MILF Gang Gang represents not the usual MILF, moms investing and leading the future, and that's what I think that real moms and MILFs are anyway. I am a 36-year-old mom of four, three girls and one boy, 15, 13, 11, and 8. I was 28 years old with four kids, all under 11, so being overwhelmed the majority of the time is an understatement. And in this space, I want to encourage and motivate, like, being a healthy mom and being a healthy mom in a healthy headspace, because I think that's been key for my survival through motherhood. Like, and I think what's really important is moms really cutting out that time for mom. And I think what I really want to focus on this particular chat that we're going to have is that you got to take the time to be a selfish mom, especially right now during the pandemic. Like, moms are really thugging it out right now. You know, like, you're working from home, you're supervising Zooms. And then even now, if you're still following the social distancing and quarantining, it's hard adjusting to this new normal. And then you're gearing up for this school year to start this new social distancing. It can be really hard, and it can be really, really difficult for you to really maintain yourself because you have to do so much. And with me personally, I have four different kids doing four different Zoom things, and I got to make sure that everybody's on task. You know, my youngest daughter, she really wasn't ready for that, and she hated distance learning. Like, I don't know what the hell we're gonna do when school starts in 2 weeks, but we'll get there. But I think what's really key is that you have to, and I think this is what I had to learn along the way, because it's like I was young having these kids, so it's like we're all growing up together. I'm just winging it, you know. I'm just figuring stuff out as it goes along. And luckily for me, I had a really good support system from both of my parents and their grandparents on their father's side. So, and that helps too, to have a good support system, because it takes a village even just to raise one kid. Imagine how much it takes for four kids. So I think, like, It's really important sometimes to be a selfish mom. Sometimes you have to take that time out for yourself. You know, whatever it is. I know for me, I always find that when I go to, like, certain stores or, like, a Target or a Walmart or something, like, you know, you go in there to buy certain things and it winds up being like a $200 shopping spree. And out of that, maybe you got one thing. Maybe you got some shampoo that you really wanted. But it's like, really, 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 really take that time out for yourself. Like, I have like a little jar that says shopping is my cardio. And I put all my loose dollars in there and all my fives in there whenever I have them. And that's just like money that I have set aside for me to do whatever. Like, I'm not buying no kids nothing. I ain't buying no damn Roblox. I ain't buying no Fortnite skins. None of that. None of that. That is all for me. So, and I think for a long time, like, because I had so many kids in such a small space of time, 8 years to be specific. Then I spent a lot of time, like, raising them. And I was overwhelmed, and I didn't really have a social life. You know, I didn't really hang out like that. I was involved in their schools or in their PC. Like everything that I did in my life revolved around what they were doing or what I wanted them to do or what school they needed to get into. And I was like, wow, like I have no life without them, you know? Like I literally have no life, you know? And my friends, well, the majority of my friends started having kids later. So, you know, while they're hanging out, taking trips and stuff, I'm at home, you know? And it was just, I chose that. But also, it's like, well, what do you have outside of being a mom, you know? And then you find sometimes that it can be quite depressing because it's draining and it takes so much energy and so much time. And then you're like, well, dang, I really wanted to do this, or I really wanted to buy this, or I can't do this, or I can't go here, you know? And you feel some type of way about that. And it's normal, but at the same time, it's like you make the goal is to make sacrifices for the greater good, and the greater good is your children. But then where does that leave you? You still should be making sacrifices and still having something set aside for yourself, like things that you like to do, especially right now during the pandemic, social distancing and all that. It's like really key for moms to have that time, you know. And it shouldn't always be like when they go to sleep, because that was my thing too. It's like as soon as my kids go to sleep, oh, I'm gonna have a glass of wine, I'm gonna watch my show, I'm gonna get fold these clothes, pack these lunches, you know, get on the internet, whatever. And then before you know it, it's like 2 in the morning. And then you got to get up at 6 in the morning, get them ready for school, go to work, or whatever. And that's not healthy either. And then wake up and you're drinking like all this coffee, come home crashing to turn around and do it all over again. No. And it's like, I work 6 days a week. So my one day off is a Sunday. And it's like, I would be so tired on that day. But I know this is the only day that I have to spend with them. So I would always be like, I gotta do something with them that day. We gotta do something because I never get to spend like so much time with them. But it's like, I'm at work during the week, I'm running around taking them back and forth to where they gotta go. But then, what about me? What about my time? You know, and not. Your time is just not, oh, well, I want to get my nails done or I want to get my hair done. Like, focus on the things that you want to accomplish in life, like your goals, you know, your hobbies that maybe you could monetize on, you know, things that nurture your soul. And I think that's what it took for me. It took for me to be like, you know what? I want my kids to be happy, but I want to be happy too. And you can't be a good mom if you're not a healthy mom in your head. You know, if you got all these things going on in your head that you gotta do, but at the same time you're just like unsatisfied. Like it's you're always gonna be drained and you're always gonna have like this energy that weighs you down. So I think it's really, 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 really important to be selfish sometimes, you know, be selfish and also be humble. I think that it took me a long time to realize, like, you know, I'm unhappy with where I am in life right now, and I want to do A, B, C, D. But at the same time, I'm grateful for the things that I have and where I am right now, because being humble and being grateful is patience too. And I think that was a lot of my issues too. It's just like I was impatient and I was just expecting things to just happen, and it just doesn't happen like that. You know, it just doesn't happen like that. And I think what's been helpful for me is that each day, like, I wake up and I try to pray every morning and just be thankful and grateful for what I have, because it could be worse. It could definitely be worse. And I think right now, going through, you know, this political craziness that we're going through, and with the pandemic, it's really important to promote mental health, because people are not okay. And I think moms in particular are not okay, because we're doing most of the legwork. You know, even if you're a single mom, then you're doing it by yourself. But if you're a mom and you have the support of the children's father or the support of your husband, a lot of the responsibility still falls on you. But it's good that you have, you know, someone to lean on. But even still, even in marriages and in relationships, sometimes the husband or the children's father or the boyfriend can kind of turn into, you know, well, this is almost like another kid, because this is a person that I have to take care of, you know. So it's just like, it's really, really important for moms to be selfish sometimes and take that time to, like, motivate yourself and encourage yourself. And I think what's also really, really helped me, like, navigate through motherhood quite recently is that I meditate, and I meditate a lot, and it's really, really therapeutic. I meditate and I jog, and it really helps me navigate my energy, especially if I'm frustrated or if I'm angry or if things aren't going my way and it's just not my day. Like, I could jog for like 2 hours, 2 miles or something, and just zone all this bullshit out, put on my music, and just jog and just jog and just jog and just collect my thoughts. And it's just so good for me, for my soul. And then with, like, meditating, it's something that just centers you and it gives you that peace. And it's also a connection that makes you closer to God. So it's just like you just, once again, just zone out. Just zone out and get into a space where it's just like you're just in your mind and just thinking. And it's hard to do when you have a full day, you got a full house, you're running around, you gotta feed everybody dinner, get everybody in the bed, make sure the laundry is folded up. You know, you got a lot of responsibilities to do. But take that time. Drop them off at school. Get in your car. Say a quick prayer. Close your eyes, zone out for 5 minutes, put a timer on your phone. Do it. Do it. It's key to your survival. Like, and then start a list of the things that you really want to do outside of your kids. Like, I know when I first started my to-do list, it's like, oh, I want to take a family vacation. Like, everything that I wrote down has something to do with the kids in some form or way. And it's like, no, it's something that you want to do for you. Just for you. Just for you. Just for you. And try to make strides to get to that. You know, because when you're at peace and when you're, like, you know where you're going and what you're doing, then things just kind of fall in place. And organization is also a big factor in being a mom. Like, being organized is just, is no other way, you know? Like, the way you organize your kids or what kind of regimens and routines and stuff, it helps them, you know, prepare them for their life. But you got to organize your life too. And you got to schedule your life too. Schedule those times and make that time. Make that time because it's important for you. I'm also like an affirmation addict. Like, I get text messages from spiritual world every day, and they send me things every day that just keep me focused, keep me centered, keep me going, and it really, really helps. It really, really helps. Like, for instance, today they said, stop worrying, stop stressing. What you need is already on schedule with your name on it. Expect your miracle and breakthrough to arrive in God's time, and have faith and trust in the Lord with all your heart. Something is breaking in your life right now and in your favor. Don't stress, don't worry. You're about to receive your breakthrough. Like, that's important. That's important. Like, to see stuff like that and to get those messages and to really read that message and let it resonate with you and let it marinate. Like, don't worry, you are about to receive your breakthrough. Like, that's the encouragement, that's the motivation that keeps you alive, that keeps you going for you and for your kids. And that is what you need in this time. Like, it's a really scary time right now, especially if you have a lot of responsibilities. Like, and for me, it really helps me kind of keep me centered and kind of keep me focused. I also downloaded the Selfish Babe app, and she sends out prayers too. And for a mom that comes from, like, I didn't always have the best self-esteem, and I didn't know how to deal with that, and it was the messages and just the motivation that really helped me. And sometimes you need, like, that outside voice to, like, wake you up and make you realize things. Because it's like, I mean, just being a black mom raising black kids is a whole nother different level from just a mom raising kids. You know, you have to be super strong, and then you have to raise them to be super strong. So we need all the support that we can. And